Chapter 26. But as the captain appeared to be of quite another opinion, and was bent upon it, and as his friendship was too zealous and serious to be trifled with by one so much younger than himself, he forbore to hint the least objection. Cuddle, therefore, taking a hurried leave of Solomon Gills, and returning the ready money, the teaspoons, the sugar tongs, and the silver watch, to his pocket with a view, as Walter thought, with horror, to making a gorgeous impression on Mr. Dombey, bore him off to the coach office, without a minute's delay, and repeatedly assured him, on the road, that he would stick by him to the last. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.